Hi, this is Wesley Fryer with Moving at the Speed of Creativity, and I'm actually just recording a quick cinchcast about Google Reader and consolidating subscriptions. I really have loved using Google Reader now for, I've been subscribing to RSS for at least 5 years, and I bet I've been using Google Reader 2 or 3. And I really find that when I consume media in terms of news, that having this list of subscriptions that I can access in different ways is very, very important. Today I spent just a little bit of time consolidating a couple categories. I don't know if you ever felt this way, but at one point I sort of thought, oh wow, I just want a lot of different categories. It's kind of like the days when you thought you would need to have a lot of email addresses. Ooh, wouldn't it be great to have another email address? But what we find with those email addresses, of course, is that it can be a pain because you don't want to check all those accounts, even though you can consolidate them with Gmail and things like that. And what I have found is that there are definitely categories of RSS feeds or web feeds that I've subscribed to that I no longer access because, you know, we've only got so much time and so many things to click on. And so anyway, I had a category called Geek, and then I had another category called New Media. So I've combined those into the category Tech Blogs, and I'm going to be using this in several different ways. I access Google Reader sometimes on my computer, but most often on my iPhone and on my iPad. And then I like to use applications like Reader, which is R-E-E-D-E-R, which actually just released a beta version for Mac, but I've been using that on the iPad and iPhone and just love that, especially how it will synchronize all your feeds and let you read them asynchronously, meaning if you happen to get on an airplane flight or be somewhere else that you're offline, it's wonderful for doing that. And there's also a new one called The Feed, which I've been using for iPad. Basically, if a feed reader does not support Google Reader, I'm really not interested in it today because I've invested quite a bit of time in Google Reader. So I know that even though it took a little while, maybe 5 or 10 minutes to get those feeds combined, that is going to pay off because just like subscribing to a magazine, it's great that once you've subscribed, you don't have to do much more work to be able to get those coming to you. So I also discovered today that in Google Reader, you can rename a subscription when somebody has not, well, they either haven't named their subscription or just the tool that they're using hasn't named it. So my mother had posted a post called Facebook's Iron Fist on the abine.com privacy blog, but for some reason a default subscription in Google Reader renders no title, so it was good to know that you could add those titles. So this has been my first cinchcast, 3 minutes long. Hopefully you enjoyed it. You can always find me on speedofcreativity.org, or you can find me on Twitter with the Twitter ID WFryer. That's like a chicken, WFryer. Until next time, take care, do powerful things, and be good.